forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's pick to be Health and Human Services Secretary was on Capitol Hill today for the start of his confirmation hearings. Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee seem largely supportive of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., while Democrats pose tough questions about his past disavowals of vaccines. Here's NPR's Lexi Schapitl.
Throughout the 3.5-hour hearing, Kennedy sought to assure Democratic senators that he supports vaccines and would not discourage their use as HHS secretary. But Democrats repeatedly confronted Kennedy with his past statements calling vaccines unsafe and ineffective. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse told Kennedy he needs to dig out of a pretty deep hole.
We've just had a measles case in Rhode Island, the first since 2013. And frankly, you frighten people.
Kennedy has pushed misleading claims about vaccines for decades, including as the chair of an anti-vaccine nonprofit. Lexi Schapitl, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Office of Management and Budget has rescinded its controversial order calling for a pause on federal assistance programs. NPR's Mara Liasson with details.
The order had caused confusion in Washington and chaos around the country as federal agencies struggled to understand exactly what the White House wanted them to do and which programs were and were not covered by the memo. Now the Trump administration has abandoned the blanket temporary federal funding freeze. Democracy Forward says the administration has told the heads of all executive departments to contact their general counsels if they have questions about how to implement President Trump's other executive orders cutting specific funding for many programs. The conflict demonstrates the tensions inherent in Trump's larger effort to expand the powers of the presidency and diminish constitutional checks and balances, including Congress's ability to control how the federal government raises and spends money. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The Federal Reserve is keeping its key interest rate as is for now. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
At today's meeting, the committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%. We know that reducing policy restraint too fast or too much could hinder progress on inflation. At the same time, reducing policy restraint too slowly or too little could unduly weaken economic activity and employment.
Fed policymakers had hinted that they'll be cautious about additional rate cuts so long as the job market remains solid and prices continue to climb. While the decision to leave rates unchanged was widely expected, it sets up a potential clash with President Trump, who told reporters earlier this month that he believes, quote, interest rates are far too high. U.S. stocks are ending the day lower. The Dow's closed down 136 points. The S&P lost 28 points. The Nasdaq was down 100 points. It's NPR News. The Kansas City Chiefs have a chance to score a three-peat at the Super Bowl next month after winning the big game the past 2 years in a row. It would be an NFL first, but as NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, whether you see the term three-peat on any Chiefs merchandise is up to the man who holds a trademark.
When Pat Riley was the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers in the late 1980s, the team had a shot to win the NBA championship 3 years running. So Riley secured the trademark to the term three-peat, which is now widely used in sports to describe a team or athlete winning three consecutive championships. Riley's company now holds half a dozen trademarks for the term, covering items such as shirts, hats, posters, and trading cards. ESPN reported that Riley earned royalties from the trademark when the Chicago Bulls won three straight NBA championships in 1993 and again in 1998, and when the New York Yankees and the LA Lakers notched the same achievement later. The Chiefs will play the Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans on February 9th. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
It is officially the Year of the Snake. Asian Lunar New Year celebrations marking a period of rejuvenation being held around the world this week, from China to Malaysia to Tanzania. Festivals, parades, and community marking the holiday as well in parts of the United States. But New York is the first U.S. state to declare the Lunar New Year a public school holiday. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a Facebook post that for too long, quote, our AAPI community had to celebrate after work or school, but not today. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning through tonight. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. And Thursday, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southwest 20 in the afternoon, seas at 1 foot. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashift, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming south 15 after midnight, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, north winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. And Thursday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashift, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny with scattered snow showers. Highs 15 to 25. North winds 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows 10 to 20 above. Variable winds 10 miles an hour. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 2:59 a.m. at 6 feet 5 inches, a low at 7:53 a.m. at 3 feet 7 inches, a high at 1:44 p.m. at 8 feet 6 inches, and a low at 8:50 this evening, a minus tide of 1 foot 3 inches. Your sun rose at 9:38 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:12, giving us 8 hours and 35 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, we'll kick the music ahead a decade. We'll go from 1970, and these are from 1980. See how much music changed in a decade. We'll start out with Call Me by Blondie, then Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. After that, Working My Way Back to You, Babe, and that's the Spinners.
I'm above you. What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing?
Can't you tell that your tie's too wide?
Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Yeah, the Cool and the Gang hit it twice on the big 100 for the 1980, right in a row. I think it was 62 and 63. I can't remember. But we have Ladies' Night and then Too Hot. After that, the SOS Band with Take Your Time and Do It Right.
Thank you. took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love's fever in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. Can't imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot, baby. Too hot. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love. Feeling the pain. Shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we made. It's too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, so hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. Oh, I've gotta cool this mess we've made. It's so, so hot, baby. Yes, it's so hot. I just can't take it. I can't stand no more, baby. We were once lovers. We took our vows. A man and wife forever. Whoa. Anger, gotta cool this mess we made. It's so warm, so warm. It's hot, baby.
let's do it.
If it takes all night, come on, baby, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Do it right. Come on, honey, let's do it.
Let's do it.
If it takes all night.
There's music from the 80s compared to the music from the 70s in general, but especially 1970 to 1980. 80s music is like 70s music on steroids, right? Here's Donna Summer with On the Radio. That's really definitely a 70s type hit. After that, Fleetwood Mac with Sarah, and then Joe Walsh with All Night Long.
Don't it kind of strike you sad when you hear a song?
said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
band coming up to the top of the hour. It went pretty quick. We have Pat Benatar with Heartbreaker, then Supertramp with Take the Long Way Home, and we'll take a listen to, if there's time, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Don't Do Me Like That.
Coming. Loved him so, and